Our reading for today is from the book of Philippians, the first chapter, verse 21, through the second chapter, verse 11. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means faithful labor for me. Yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I am hard-pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you, that you are standing firm in one spirit with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. This is a clear sign to them of their destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God. For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake, engaged in the same conflict that you saw I had and now hear that I have still. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord, and of one mind. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Sanford Stanton, Trinity Lutheran Church, Cantonment, Florida.
God's peace and blessings be with you this day from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The enemy of Christ's church, that there are enemies, is a paradox. It is understandable that there are enemies of evil and of Satan's evil designs, but enemies of God's church, the greatest blessing to the world, enemies that oppose, slander, and injure it, this is a mystery. Our text does not speak of the devil per se, or his war against God and his followers, but it's not hard to imagine this war, for Christ robs and destroys Satan's kingdom. But that men should hate, slander, kill those whose mission it is to love and save them from hell itself is a fact beyond most Christians' comprehension. Philippians, those in Philippi, did not require much information about their enemies. They knew them well and were constantly battling against them. They suffered persecution and therefore needed encouragement rather than information with regard to their enemies. Now, this explains why the apostle did not say more about them. He wrote all that was needed to encourage and console his readers. Let us also then be bold and have no fear. Let us hold to the faith, for through the persecution of Christ's church, many of the ungodly were brought to Christianity by listening to the glorious confessions of dying martyrs And this is just as true today as it was when this letter was written. Persecutions? Well, they come in many forms. One may destroy the body, but the greatest of these comes from those who teach false doctrine, for these destroy souls. And they are most dangerous when they transform themselves into angels of light, or as the scripture says, wolves among the sheep. They quote reason, science, scripture, or morality to support erroneous man-made doctrines. But the true source of their teachings comes from the devil himself. And there were such enemies at Philippi who denied the biblical doctrine about the person and the work of Christ and who taught salvation by good works. The same teachings are with us today. The call for a change in the church is just as great today as it was in St. Paul's day. Some desire to end this battle with the world by reconciling with our adversaries, by yielding essential truths, or by forsaking in practice the very principles that the Bible instructs Christ's followers. They either deny the gospel altogether, or outwardly at least they hold fast to the truth, but they practice the exact opposite. Compromise and indifference to Satan's kingdom has been proclaimed now in the church as the greatest of Christian virtues. But the true word of God and those who hold fast to it is openly rejected, despised, blasphemed by those who call themselves ministers, pastors, or Christian leaders. But those who oppose the gospel of Christ and injure her professors, well, they are marked out for ruin. For God judges them. Because of it, they fear, hate, and persecute God's word and the church. And because of that, they are condemned. Yet they exist in God's infinite wisdom because he permits it. As a witness of God's grace and the furthering in one way or another in God's kingdom. Our text is a warning. It shows us how to walk. What then is the right course against the enmity of ungodly men? Well, Christ, St. Paul, and the history of the church show us the way. Submit all things to God's word. Be guided by his will and trust in the promises of the gospel. Live in and through the Spirit as Christians. It is true, the fight against our enemies means suffering. But as faith is a gift of God's grace, so suffering for Christ is a privilege. It is a great honor to suffer for Christ, for by it we glorify God in our bodies and encourage others to fight the good fight of faith. And this teaching, though, is not for unbelievers, and it is not for spiritual stragglers. It is for soldiers of Christ in the battle for salvation of a lost and dying world. Truly, we have no reason to fear. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word. Amen.
We thank Pastor Sanford Stanton for this meditation on God's word.